This is Alive with Joseph.
Amen. Glory to God. So we've been looking at Thanksgiving, the sacrifice of Thanksgiving, as we dedicate the entire month to giving God praise and thanks and celebrating His faithfulness towards our lives. And we established a couple of things last week. One of the things we established was that the difference between Thanksgiving and, there is a difference rather, between Thanksgiving and thankfulness. That is, you cannot be thankful and not give thanks, but it is possible that you can give thanks and not be thankful. Because giving thanks is an act that you perform every now and then, but thankfulness is an attitude and a posture of gratitude. Thankfulness is an attitude and a posture of gratitude. Thankfulness is an attitude and it is also a posture of gratitude. And gratitude is a state of being grateful. Whereas giving thanks is an expression of gratitude. Giving thanks is an expression. Gratitude, thankfulness is a posture. Giving thanks is an expression. Thankfulness is a posture. The opposite of gratefulness or gratitude is complaining, murmuring, and a sense of entitlement. So we saw that when you do not have an attitude and a posture of gratitude, you will become critical in life. You will become critical of everything. And the reason why many don't appreciate anything is because they have forgotten where God picked them from. They have forgotten how far the Lord has brought them. And when you do not remember, or when you choose to forget how far the Lord has brought you, you will not appreciate where you are currently. You will not also appreciate God for what He is doing in your life in the now. So gratitude is very necessary. Understanding that thanksgiving and thankfulness are different. You can give thanks, but you're not thankful. But you cannot be thankful and not give thanks. And I pray for us that every one of us will have that posture in the name of Jesus. We will have a posture of gratitude in the name of Jesus. Now, there are many believers who are struggling with things, so many things in their life, because of the absence of the presence of God. And one of the ways to activate the presence of God is to maintain an attitude of praise and thanksgiving. One of the ways to activate the presence of God is to maintain an attitude of praise and thanksgiving. The Bible tells us in Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. So we live in a time where thanksgiving is in a short supply. And here the Bible tells us that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks, to sing praises to the Most High God, to show forth His loving kindness in the morning and His to appreciate His faithfulness every night. It is a good thing. And one of the things you notice in the times we live in today, you'll notice that thanksgiving is in a short supply in our time. Thanksgiving is in a short supply in our time. Whether it is giving thanks to God or giving thanks to man, one of the things that you'll notice is the short supply of thanksgiving. And also, it is a sign of the end time. It is a sign of the end time. The short supply of thanksgiving is a sign of the end time. According to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2, the Bible says, for men shall be lovers of themselves. Actually, he started from verse 1. He said, in the last days perilous times shall come, and all of those things. Then he now came to verse 2 and he said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. So part of the signs of the end time is unthankfulness. And here the Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, began to explain that for you to notice the signs of the end time is not necessarily you seeing the devil walking around on the streets with horns all out. He said part of the signs of the end time is unthankfulness. People will be unthankful, the same way they are disobedient to parents, the same way they are blasphemers, the same way they are boasters, the same way they are proud, the same way they will love themselves, the same way they are unholy. One of the signs you will find is that people will be unthankful. They will be unthankful towards God and also unthankful towards man. And I pray for you, may you not come into this point in the name of Jesus. Now, what could be the reason for unthankfulness? We saw two of them last week, and this week I'm going to give you a couple of them more. What could be the reason for unthankfulness? What could be the reason for unthankfulness? Number one, unthankfulness is as a result of the scarcity of faith in the end time. Scarcity of faith in the end time. Faith is in short supply. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? There will be scarcity of faith. There will be scarcity of faith. And listen, friends, it takes faith to appreciate. It takes faith to appreciate. Faith that knows that what happened, happened because God did it. It takes faith to appreciate. It is also faith that thanks God for what he is yet to do. You are thanking him for what he is yet to do, and he is sure to do. It takes faith to show appreciation. Without faith, you cannot show appreciation. But in this end time, in the last days in which we are in, that iniquity is abounding. Faith is disappearing. Iniquity is abounding. Faith is disappearing. People no longer believe in God anymore. So as a result, unthankfulness has, it's now all over the place. Why? Because unthankfulness is a product of the scarcity of faith. Unthankfulness is a product of the scarcity of faith. Number two, it is a product of bankruptcy of love for God. The Bible tells us in the end time, according to Matthew chapter 24 verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of many shall wax cold. The love of many is waxing cold. Even in the church, many believers, their love is waxing cold because of the abundance of wickedness, abundance of iniquity, abundance of sin. The love of many is waxing cold because of the mystery of iniquity that is in the world today, the mystery of lawlessness. The love of many is waxing cold. And as a result, people have become unthankful. People have become unthankful. Listen, friends, it takes affection to show appreciation. It takes affection to show appreciation. When a man doesn't love his wife, he will not value her. And if he doesn't value her, he will not say thank you for anything. He will not say thank you. She will cook the food for him. He will finish eating and just use one leg and push the plate somewhere. And the woman will come and collect the plate. He won't even say thank you. He will say, "Akira, I gave her money to cook." No. If she had put the money you gave her in the plate, you wouldn't eat it. She had to go to the grocery store, get the food, put the meat in the pot, put all the spices and everything, and presented it to you. You say, "Thank you." You say, "Thank you." You say, "Thank you." We have too many people who are not saying thank you. And it's because love is waxing cold. Affection or love for God will make us appreciate him for what he does. Listen, friends, when you love people, you appreciate them. When you love people, you appreciate them. When you value people, you appreciate them. And I pray that the love of God in your life will not wax cold in the name of Jesus. I declare over you this morning that the love of God in your life, it comes alive in the name of Jesus. I say it comes alive in your heart in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Give him praise. Hallelujah. What are the virtues we get out of thanksgiving? What are the virtues we get out of thanksgiving? Number one, thanksgiving releases the power of deliverance. Thanksgiving brings deliverance to life. Psalm 18, verse 49 to 50, it says, "Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forever." So the writer said, I gave him thanks, and as I gave him thanks, in return, he gave me deliverance. As I gave him thanks, in return, he gave me deliverance. I gave him thanks, he gave me deliverance. I gave him thanks, he gave me deliverance. So you must understand that thanksgiving provokes deliverance. It releases the power of deliverance. Thanksgiving releases the power of deliverance. Devils can't hang around a place where can't hang around in the presence of God. Devils cannot stay there. And the Bible says he inhabits in the praises of his people. Deliverance comes. Deliverance from any form of oppression, from any form of affliction. It comes by thanksgiving. Remember King Saul, when he was oppressed by foul devils, the Bible said that David would come and play for him. As he plays for him, the foul devils will check out. Why? Because the presence of God cannot accommodate foul devils. Give Jesus praise this morning. Number two, Virtue of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving turns your night to day and your weeping to joy. Sing unto the Lord, O you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endured but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, he says, but joy cometh in the morning. But how did we arrive at joy coming in the morning? He started by saying, sing unto the Lord and give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. If you are in the night season of your life, if you are in the weeping season of your life, locate something to thank God for. Give God thanks in the midst of that night season. He said, weeping endures for the night, but because I have adequately given him thanks, joy has no choice but to come in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Engage yourself in thanksgiving, because as you do that, your night will be turned into day, your weeping will be turned into joy. Listen, friends, if you can find something to thank God for, the night season you are experiencing will have no future. The night season you are experiencing will have no future. If you can find something to thank God for, your night season will have no future. The reason why many are perpetually in night season of their destiny is because they are not grateful. In the midst of that night season, they are complaining, they are murmuring, they are grumbling, they are fighting everybody, they are fighting even God. God, I will not serve you again. You ought to do this. You have not. No. The only thing that guarantees your escape out of night season is gratitude. Give him thanks. Let's give Jesus thanks this morning, everybody. If you can thank God, the weeping season will be over. If you can thank God, the weeping season will be over. If you can consciously and intentionally thank God, the day must break, whether the devil likes it or not. Let all the demons in hell gather together. If you can thank God consciously and intentionally, the day must break. I pray for you this morning. As your amen agrees with me, I declare it is daybreak for you in the name of Jesus. I say it is daybreak for you in the name of Jesus. It shall be daybreak for your family in the name of Jesus. Your weeping is turned into joy in the name of Jesus. Your night season is turned into celebration in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. Hallelujah. Number three, thanksgiving activates the mercy of God. The Bible tells us in Psalm 136 verse 1 to 2, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks to God because his mercy endures forever. The way into mercy is thanksgiving. Mercy deletes you from the list of the enemy. Mercy removes you from the list of the enemy. Mercy gives gives the judgment of God to the adversaries of your soul. Mercy returns judgment of God to the adversaries of your soul. Those who have vowed that you will never have peace. Those who have vowed that you will not drink water and keep the cup. They have vowed that they will perpetually pursue you, stubborn pursuers. When you give God thanks, the judgment of God comes on their head. Are you understanding? Give him thanks. Those who have stubborn pursuers like Pharaoh. Pharaoh refused to stop. Pharaoh refused to stop. But when the children of God engage God, The enemies of their soul, which was Pharaoh and his army, they were drowned in the sea. So when you give God thanks, mercy is activated. If you're a thankful person, you will always enjoy the mercy of God. Those who complain and murmur, they never see the mercy of God. They never enjoy the mercy of God. When you give him thanks, and I pray for you that the mercy of God is activated in the name of Jesus. Thunder after me, say, "Oh Lord, I give you thanks. Right now, I receive your mercy. I connect my life to your mercy." In Jesus' name, say amen to that. Number four, thanksgiving brings about completion and total restoration. When Jesus healed the 10 lepers, he said they should go and show themselves to the priest on their way. Seeing one of them, seeing that he was cleansed He returned to give thanks. Then look at the story in Luke chapter 17, verse 13 to 19. Quickly, I read. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. He turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, where are the other? Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? So that means, inasmuch as it didn't look like Jesus counted them, he counted them. So when he told them, go and show yourself, he knew how many people he has asked to go show themselves to the priest. And for him to ask, were there not 10 cleansed? He was clear on the number. And he asked, where are the other 9? I'm expecting you to return back to give me thanks. I'm expecting it. Because often we think that God is not expecting us to return back to give thanks. No, he is expecting it. He said, where are the other 9? Where are the other 9 people? And he said unto him, he said, where were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found a return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee. So Jesus equated his thanksgiving to faith. Jesus called his thanksgiving faith. The one who returned to give thanks enjoyed the miracle of total restoration. That is to say, whatever the leprosy took from him, Jesus restored it back. That is, you know, leprosy eats up the fingers and the limbs and everything and leaves patches and all kinds of things on the skin. That means this man, the leprosy did not only stop in his body, his fingers grew back. His legs, his limbs, everything grew back. And also, whatever money he has lost, all those years he was nursing leprosy, there was a restoration. So Jesus didn't just heal him, he restored him. How did that come? By thanksgiving. Restoration was complete by thanksgiving. Whereas the other 9, the only thing that happened was their body was healed of leprosy, but their fingers didn't grow back. Their fingers didn't grow back. Their bodies remained the same. The poverty they were experiencing remained, but they were healed. Thanksgiving provokes completion. Thanksgiving provokes completion. The miracle of total restoration is hidden in your thanksgiving. Is hidden in your thanksgiving. Prayer may start the miracle. But friends, thanksgiving finishes the miracle. Prayer may activate the miracle, but thanksgiving finishes it. Remember, prayer started it in the life of that man. Jesus said, go show yourself. He declared what? But his thanksgiving completed the journey. His thanksgiving finished the miracle that Jesus started with prayers. Jesus started his miracle. The miracle was activated, but the man's thanksgiving became what completed the miracle. There are many believers whose miracles are still not complete because of ingratitude. Because of ingratitude. Listen, friends, your prayer may start the testimony. It is your appreciation that completes the testimony. It is your thanksgiving that completes the testimony. And as we give God praise this morning, I want you to do that wholeheartedly. Do it wholeheartedly. There are many believers with unfinished and incomplete testimony. God could have done more for you. But because you have yet to say thank you for what is happening or for what he did in the past, what is happening is not yet completed because you have not said thank you. Listen, friends, supplication can begin the intervention, but appreciation perfects the manifestation. Supplication begins the intervention. Your appreciation perfects the manifestation. There are many believers with their manifestation halfway because of lack of thanksgiving. And on the wings of your thanksgiving this morning, I pray for you. May you experience the miracle of completion in the name of Jesus. Whatever is still hanging, may it be completed in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. Number 5, thanksgiving is your highway to peace. You are rescued from crisis. You have peace in the midst of crisis. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He said, let your prayer and supplication be packaged inside thanksgiving. And he said, then the peace of God will keep your heart. The reason many are restless is because of ingratitude. Many are restless because of ingratitude. Ungrateful people are never restful. Ungrateful people are never restful. Because the peace of God that passes human understanding, I like that we say, it passes human understanding. This peace is not tied to anything in the natural that is happening. This peace comes from God. It comes from God. In the midst of battle, you are thanking him. You're saying, Father, I thank you because you have never lost a battle. And I'm appreciating you in advance because consigning this one, you won't lose this one as well. Didn't your word say that they will gather together, but not by you? And as men that have gathered together against me, they will fall for my sake. Lord, I thank you. I thank you because you have gone ahead of me. I thank you because they have already fallen. I thank you because you are the king over my life. I thank you because you are my savior. I thank you because you are my bridge over many waters. I thank you because you are my way maker, my high tower. I thank you because you are the preserver of my soul. I thank you because they may come against me in one way. In several ways, they will all scatter. I thank you because he who is hidden in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord, my Ebenezer. I will say of the Lord, my defender, my protector. I will say of the Lord, the one who watches over me that neither sleeps nor slumber. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I put all my trust. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. And as you do that, watch the battles crumble. Watch the battles crumble. No devil can stand when Jesus is exalted. Give him thanks. Oh, listen, give him thanks. Give him thanks for all things. Give him thanks in all things. Hallelujah. Celebrate the Lord this morning. Give Jesus praise. When you are challenged, remind God with appreciation what he did before. It is the way of peace. It is the way to arrest the storm. Listen, friends, thanksgiving is the way to tell the devil to return back to hell where he belongs. Thanksgiving. You're dancing in his presence. You're celebrating. You allow the music. You know, there's something about thankful people. They are always restful. You see any believer who is agitated, they are not thankful. What to steal my cool has not been born. I'm too restful. I'm too restful. What to steal my cool has not been born. I'm too restful because I'm always grateful. I'm so grateful that I can't keep quiet. You know, when I come back home from morning prayer, I'm dancing everywhere. You know, I'm pulling my wife, dragging, removing the blanket, you know, just dancing and scattering things. When I come back from running, oh, my girls know. As I'm coming in like this, oh, they know, oh, day he has arrived. The whole place, the whole house is littered with joy. Listen, You can't come into my house and you see we are all frowning. Where will it come from? A whole daughter and a moody. Never. I'm too grateful, too thankful. Too thankful. Too thankful. You know, and because I'm too thankful, I'm always talking, I'm always talking, I'm always talking. You know, one day I was talking, my wife, this week actually, I was just talking and excited and my wife was quiet. I peeped. Are you fine? He said, yes, I'm just asking God, what is going on? You're talking too much. I'm too grateful. Too grateful. Thankful people are restful people. Is it that I don't have challenges? I do. But you will never see my challenges on my face. I'm not talking about the pretending one, you know, don't look like your problem. That's not what I'm talking about. It's a rubbish slogan. That's not. I'm not talking about those rubbish slogans. I'm talking about real. No, you put makeup and say, don't look like a problem. Yeah. No. I'm real. I'm joyful. Excited. Excitedly excited. If there's any grammar like that. Because rest comes when you know who God is. I pray for you. May you enter your season of rest in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving grants you access to the will of God. Number 6. Rejoice evermore, the Apostle Paul says. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. Not for everything, but in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. And there are two ways to look at this, friends. I give it to you. Number one, inside everything, there is something to thank God for. Inside everything. And the second one is, the will of God is in the middle of everything for what to thank him for. The will of God is in the middle of everything, so look for what to thank him for. I gave this testimony in the first service. One of my mentors was sharing this testimony. He said, you know, there was a man who you know, they hijacked his car. They stole his car on the highway. And after the thieves left, you know, all people saw what happened on the road, and they all ran to him. And they saw him. He was just dancing and celebrating, dancing. People got confused. They asked him, but they just hijacked your car now. What happened? Why are you dancing? Because, you know, everybody, for some time, people were confused. True life story. And the man gave them these three things. Number one, he said to the people who came to him, he said, the reason I'm dancing is because they only took the car. They didn't take my life. So I'm dancing and giving God praise because they only took the car. They didn't take my life. If it was some people, they would have even taken their own life alongside with the car. Hey, my car. No. But the man was dancing. He said to the people, they only took my car. They didn't take my life, because some other time they take other people's life and their car. But they took my car and not my life. Number two, he said to the people, I am thanking God because I'm not the thief. I don't go about stealing people's things. And number three, he said to them, I'm thanking God because, you know, at least I have something for thieves to steal. And the people were defeated. Like, are you normal? Number one, you're thanking God because, you know, they took your car, not your life. Number two, you're thanking God because you're not a thief. In case you don't know, that's something to thank God for. You're not a thief. You don't go about causing people pain. Number three is, I'm thanking God because at least I have something that someone can steal. Inside everything, there is something to thank God for. Your thanksgiving also ushers you into his will. Listen, friends, if you don't fail to thank God, you can never miss his will. Thank God for where you are. And if you thank him for where you are, he will usher you into where you're meant to be. Number seven, thanksgiving grants us access to the presence of God. The Bible tells us in Psalm 100, verse 1 to 4, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praises. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Anyone who knows how to give God thanks will always have a heavy, tangible presence of God with them. Why? God inhabits in the praises of his people. Amen. Let's give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's close with this. Only one, quickly. Purpose of thanksgiving. I'll give you only one. I gave it last week. I'll repeat it again this week. Only one. We thank God. Why do we thank God? What is the purpose of thanksgiving? We thank God for the gift of life. Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that had breath praise the Lord. Everything. The criteria for praising God is your breath, is his breath in your lungs. Not everyone that has a miracle. Not everyone that has a breakthrough. And everything that has breath must praise God. Listen, friends, life is the basis of hope. The writer of the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon, says to us, for to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. My friend, there is hope. As long as you have life, there is hope. And that's why God tells us the basis for giving him thanks is his breath in our lungs. Let everything that has breath. Life is the basis of hope. For a living dog, the Bible says, is better than a dead lion. A dead person cannot hope for anything. That is why when you wake up in the morning and you notice you are still alive, my friend, give him praise because your help is on the way. Your help is on the way. Give him praise. Hey, give him praise. For as long as life is in place, the future is intact. Listen, friends, the devil cannot, or the devil that couldn't take your life cannot take your future. If he was that powerful, he could have taken your life when you were sleeping. But he can't. Because the God who had given you the reason to be alive will also enable you to fulfill the purpose of that life. Give him thanks for life. Listen, a life of wonder is a life of thanksgiving. If your mouth is dry of thanksgiving, your life will be dry of wonders. And the reason why many people, their life is dry of wonders is because thanksgiving has dried out in their mouth. No thanksgiving in their mouth. They are not grateful for anything. So as a result, wonders have died out. Wonders out of their life because of dry mouth of thanksgiving. If there's no thanksgiving coming out of your mouth, there will be no wonders happening in your life. It is in thanksgiving you and I are able to submit and surrender ourselves to the Almighty God. Thanksgiving is you saying to God that do what only you can do as God. Anytime you are thanking God is a testament that you are grateful. A person who cannot thank God is an ungrateful human being. And when you are not grateful, you do not qualify for the next. Friends, hear me. Everybody requires gratitude to give more. Everybody. And God is not different. Everybody requires gratitude to give more. When you do something for someone and they are grateful, you're motivated to want to do more for them. Everybody requires gratitude to do more. And God is not only interested in what you do before you receive answers to prayers, he is also interested in what you do after the prayers are answered. Because friends, what you do before you receive answer to your prayers is called faith. And what you do after is called thanksgiving. And the reason you and I will see more of what we have prayed for is that we are able, is what we do after the answers has been given. And what are we supposed to do? Thanksgiving. Because what determines if you qualify for the next is what you do after the answers have arrived. Faith initiates, thanksgiving perfects. So as a believer, it is not only about the faith to engage, it is also the gratitude after engaging your faith. That was why the 10 lepers, they lifted their voice and said, have mercy or not. That was faith. That is, they have faith that Jesus is able to heal them. They have faith that Jesus is able to cleanse them of their leprosy. But what perfected what they started, what Jesus started, was what they did afterwards. That was why by the time they were cleansed, one returned thanksgiving and the other nine didn't return. So he was made whole and the other nine were only cleansed. Your gratitude after engaging your faith is the validator for the faith required for the next. And the reason many lack consistency in the faithfulness of God is because they lack gratitude. Listen, friends. Listen. I'm not telling you to do what I don't do. Listen. Thanksgiving is a testimony of your gratitude towards God. Be grateful. Wake up every morning with thanksgiving. You know, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I say is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because I could have slept and never wake up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise this morning. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.